Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Wednesday morning. Wednesday, August the 30th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 58 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. And the month of August is just about away from us. Last Wednesday in the month of August, only two more days to go, and Friday we will be into the month of September. Now, I'm glad you're hearing me out there this morning, but let me tell you about the morning that I have had so far. It's a miracle that anybody is even hearing me this morning on time. I don't know how I got on time this morning, but here's what happened. I got up this morning, and I was running a little bit behind. Why I was running behind, I really have no idea. So I'm running behind, and I go down to McDonald's. Now, normally, when I go to McDonald's, there's not a whole lot of traffic on the road. But this morning, when I was pulling out of the Meijer parking lot, there was traffic coming from both ways. And I thought, I must really be running behind because I'm getting caught in the River Valley traffic and the Tri-Rivers traffic. So I knew that was a bad sign. So I get down to McDonald's, and as if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that Wednesdays are a bad morning at the Mount Vernon Avenue McDonald's because that's truck day. And the truck comes sometime before 7:15, and it usually is there almost through 8 o'clock, which a lot of times shuts down one of the lanes in the drive-thru. So I pull into McDonald's this morning, and the line is out to the street. So I'm thinking, uh-oh, this is trouble. I'm already running late. So the lines are not moving very fast at all. A matter of fact, the truck actually left while I was sitting there. So the truck leaves. I don't get out of there until almost a quarter till. So I get back to the studio here. It's about 10 till, maybe 10 till 8 this morning. And I think, well, you know, I've made it. Things are okay. I think I'm going to be on time. And I start to connect to the studio so we can do the show. And for some reason, we cannot connect to the studio this morning. Now, I realized it was on my end because my computer needed to be restarted because it had not been restarted in several days. Now, this is one of those moments that's kind of on me because for the last several mornings, maybe four or five mornings, a little box has popped up in the lower right-hand corner of the screen saying you need to update and restart your computer. And I kept pushing it off because I was getting ready to do a show. Well, it could not be pushed off any further this morning. So after 8 o'clock, I could not connect. I had to restart the computer, update it, clean it up. And this all started after 8 o'clock, so I knew depending on how many people died last night, the size of our obituary report, would I get updated and cleaned up and reconnected by the time it was time to go on the air, which we went on this morning about 14 after. So, luckily I did. The computer is restarted. All the updates have happened. The cleanup has taken place. And I connected and had about 2 minutes to spare before I went on air this morning. Hey, there's a rhyme. But we're up and running, and I hope I sound good. Now, let me know if I sound good, because we did do a lot of updates and maintenance here this morning. So give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. I always enjoy hearing from you out there. 740-751-4038. Are we booming through loud and clear this morning? I certainly hope we are. Now, today, don't forget, is the supermoon, the blue moon, will happen tonight. Now, I don't know what any of this means, but enjoy it. if you're a science person. I just haven't had a chance this. I've been very busy this week for some reason, and I have not had a chance to look up exactly what this blue moon means. I don't know if it's one of those things where you make a wish or the moon is particularly large, if that's what super moon means or the moon's going to be blue tonight. But I'm going to try, no matter what, to look at the moon tonight to see if it is huge and blue. Maybe the moon is sad tonight. Maybe that's what it is. Summer is getting away from us and the moon is actually sad. Does anybody know anything about the blue moon? 740-751-4038. All right. What else do we have to talk about here this morning? Well, Friday, looking forward to Friday this week. It's the day before Labor Day. And I should mention, one of the days we do take off here at the station is Labor Day. So Monday morning, we will not be live on the air. That's one of the few days we take off here at the station. So we will have some best of programs on Monday morning. So we will return Tuesday after our shows on Friday. But Friday should be great. We've got Sean and I from 8:15 to 9 Friday morning. Pastor Whitaker, 9:15 to 10. Sean, Matt, and I from 10:15 to 11. Pastor Craig, 11:15 to 12. And Pastor Craig, Matt, Sean, and I from 12:15 until 1. Now, I don't know if Abby will come in. I know that last Friday night, people wanted her to come in. People want to hear this conversation between she and Matt. And it won't be a conversation just between she and Matt. Obviously, Pastor Craig and Sean and I will be there. And we will be participating in other events of the day as we get ready for Labor Day weekend. But I think it's just a buildup after 4 weeks. And also the fact that Abby has not been on in a while. You know, I did not check the archives, but I'm pretty sure she probably has not been on. I don't think she's been on at all this summer. So I'm going to say it probably is back before Easter, maybe longer than that. But if she shows up Friday, she shows up. We hope she does. It'd be great to see her and do something as we, you know, Labor Day is the official end of summer. Although summer does not end until September 21st. Just like Memorial Day is the official beginning of summer, even though summer doesn't begin till June 21st, Labor Day is the official end of summer. So if Abby shows up, she shows up. We hope she does. But, you know, you can't handcuff her and drag her into the studio. Now, what else did I want to talk about here this morning off the top of the program? Let's see. Well, you know, the idea of doing a Labor Day cookout this year, that's still up in the air because, you know, I don't want to offend anybody. I've been doing these cookouts for like 10 years. And we always have a good time. But what I have discovered is that if I don't invite people, some people feel angry as if I have slighted them. And that's not what happens at all. I really just have got a certain group of people that have been coming for quite some time. And those are the people I invite. Now, not to say new people haven't come along in the last few years. They certainly have. But usually they're there for a purpose. Like Matt came to the last one. And the reason Matt came to the last one was he was on his way to work that day. And just stopped in because he'd never met Mary Ellen Withrow at that point. So that's what that was all about. I'll tell you, cookouts are a drama. They're just like family events, I think. But the Labor Day cookout, I believe, will be happening on Monday. As far as invitations, I don't know how that's going to go. We'll see what happens. As I said, Memorial Day was great fun. Last year, I didn't have any cookouts at all because I was off doing other things and didn't have time to do it. So it was nice on Memorial Day to return to the cookout schedule this year. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you didn't say anything about Carrington Nelson on Friday.
Oh, I not plug the Friday night show?
Well, you plugged the Friday night show, but you didn't say nothing about character.
Oh, did I just say Matt and Sean and I?
Yeah, and Pastor Craig.
Oh, yeah. Well, Friday night. Yeah, we'll be live Friday night, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Sean, Matt, Carrington, Nelson, and myself. Now, the fact that you know her name and know that I left her out, doesn't that say something to how good she's become?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you think of Carrington? I thought last week she came out of her shell. I said after last week's show,
I said, this girl is hitting it now. She gets it.
Yeah, she does real good, and she has a good voice, you know, comes out loud and clear. She comes through better than Matt does.
Well, she does, and I think Carrington's just got a very strong voice. Her parents were teachers, are teachers. And I love, she doesn't give me a moment of rest. You know, she'll come at me, and I like that.
Yeah.
I think she's the, now I, and again, I'm not being rude to any other co-hosts there have ever been on Friday, but since we started that show about 4 years ago, I think she's the best female we've had on that show.
Yeah, she expresses herself and she's opinionated. I mean, I like that, you know.
Well, that's what makes it entertaining.
Got a, you know, a stance on something, just being neutral and everything.
Right. It seemed like some of the other girls we had on Friday night, although they were very nice, they were not going to give an opinion on anything. And a lot of them just really didn't pay attention to the news anyway and were not very talkative. Carrington is talkative. She's opinionated. And she will come at me. And so I got to take my hat off to her. She's a very, very sharp girl, and I think we've definitely made, I shouldn't call her a girl, she's 22 years old, but I think we've definitely made the right choice there.
Hopefully she stays with you for a while.
Well, I think she will. I think she's different than the others, because I think Carrington actually enjoys, I don't think she's faking it. I think she really enjoys being there. I think she really enjoys being around. We had this fun conversation last week about are we really friends or not. And I think that really bothered her, because I think she knows that we are friends, and we would go on trips together and things like that. You know, I think it's just one of those things.
Yeah, you know, her friends like hearing her on there, too, so.
Yes, yes, I think she's got a very strong,
what kind of comments they give her.
Well, I think they, you know, they want to hear more of her. Of course, you do want to hear more of your friends, but I think they're there cheering her on. And you've got to have a strong cheering section when it comes to something like that. Now, I was going to ask, because you were the one who I think called in on Friday about Abby. Now, you think even with the Labor Day holiday coming up, there's any chance we're going to see her?
I ain't going to say yes, because her track record.
Well, and
you're going to fall over when she comes in.
Well, and again, I want to say Abby is very busy with her job. And she's got a lot of kids, and I'm not saying that she's ducking us just to duck us. She's got a busy life. I just don't know what has happened in the last, because really she hasn't been on probably, boy, I don't know if she's been on at all this year. If she has, it's definitely since Easter. And I don't know, maybe she just shorthanded at work. Maybe that's what it is. I really haven't talked to her about it. But I think,
yes. Probably got things going on with the kids, too. You know, they might be in sports and stuff. And it's a lot for a woman to work and take care of the kids, take care of the home, and run the kids back and forth to their programs. That's a lot for a woman.
Oh, certainly, certainly. But I say, I don't know what happened in the last 4 or 5 months that's changed that dynamic. Because she used to be able to make it in for an hour here or there. Maybe she's just sick of me. You know, that could be.
Put her 2 cents worth in on the computer.
Yeah, she does, and I appreciate that she's...
That's better than nothing.
Well, I know she listens from work, and I do appreciate that she makes the effort to listen from work so and comment on what's going on, so I certainly appreciate that. But yesterday, I think I ticked her off, because... again, we were not talking in person, but we talked fairly regularly. And yesterday I said, and I did not mean this to be a nasty comment, let's put it that way. But I said, you know, you're kind of complicated. And I forget the conversation we were having. I don't even remember. But I just remember thinking, I've known her, you know, almost 5 years now. And I just called her complicated, and I think she took that as a negative, because she shot back and said, I'm not complicated at all. Why would you say that? And I did not mean it as a bad thing. It was just an observation.
If you would have said she's simple, she would have had an offense to that, too.
Right, right. Well, and I think most people, by and large, are complicated,
yeah.
Who have a, well... Not all people.
You got stuff going on. You're complicated.
Well, right, and I also think that some people are what we would call simple. They just are at everybody else's beck and call, and they agree with everybody else just to agree with them. Now, that to me is a simple person. I don't think Abby's simple. I think she's complicated. I think there's a lot of things going on there. Not bad, but just, you know, a lot of things going on. Plus, if you ever really get to know her, she's... I've seen some of her writings, which have been published on the internet, so it's not like it's some secret that they're out there. But, you know, she writes about complicated matters. So I think in general, she's just a complicated person.
What, short stories or something like that?
Well, you know, I would call them probably more essays. I think most of them relate back to her life and observations that she's making. So they're not fiction. They certainly are factual, but she's a great writer. I've always said that about her. You know, if I disliked her as a person, I would still say she was a great writer, because she really is a great writer. But she's very deep. You know, I've always said there's a lot of layers under her top half that I don't think anybody's ever scraped. I think there's just a lot going on there that she would never admit to, because she has a persona that nothing's going to get to her and nothing's going to bother her. And I think that also makes her complicated in a way, because she will never let you see her in a vulnerable way 90% of the time. Now, I've seen it here and there, but not all the time. And I think she makes an effort not to let people see her vulnerable. So I think that's complicated.
That's good, though.
Well, I don't know if that's always good, because I think sometimes you have to let your feelings show.
Well, sometimes, but you don't want somebody crying all the time, or...
No.
Complaining, you know, about their life all the time, you know.
Well, I don't think I've cried since... I don't know if I've ever cried to be... And this has turned into a problem. I remember people used to say, well, would you cry at my funeral? Well, what kind of question is that? Let's wait and see if it happens, and then we'll see if I...
You probably didn't cry when you was born, did you?
You know, I don't think I did. I you know what it is with me and emotion. It's I'm not saying I don't feel emotion. I'm not saying that I don't get emotion, happy, sad, you know, all that. But it just doesn't stick with me like most people. It just doesn't... I kind of think, well, okay, now what's next?
Well, it's good that you don't dwell on things.
No, I don't think I do.
Bobby, you know.
No, and I like to make light of things more than anything else. I try to make...
I kind of dwell sometimes on things, but then I have a lot of problems.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, and I understand everybody definitely has problems, but when you have a problem, the best thing you can do is say, somebody else has been through this, and they made it through, and I'm going to make it through, too. Even though it's not the best thing in the world, and I wish things were different, you know what?
You see people that are worse off than you. You know, you could be worse off. You know, I could be worse off than what I am. But...
Well, and your mind is sharp. You can talk. You know, that we got to look at the pluses here.
I'm still living at home.
Still living at home?
I get a lot of help from Judy. If it wasn't, you know, on account of her, I doubt I'd still be home.
Well, and she was one of your past relationships, we learned.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's interesting, because God forbid that I ever became laid up. I think I have a lot of family members that would probably... Well, you never really know until you're in that position. But if I was ever laid up to the point to where I couldn't do anything for myself, I don't think there's any past relationship that would come over and take care of me. Even though I have good relationships with those people, I'm not sure I would want them to come over and take care of me. I'm not really sure who I would... I have a hard time relying on other people, so it would be hard to even ask somebody. But I don't know who that would be who would come around and make sure you know, okay. I don't know.
Well, we stay good friends over the years, and, you know, some people just can't do that, but...
Well, it's kind of like the Labor Day cookout for me. You know, I don't mean to slight anybody by not inviting them. And when I say people who have come no longer come, I'm not saying that it's bad that they don't come. They just weren't party people. They just, in the grand scheme of a party, they didn't mingle well with others, and they seemed uncomfortable. So when somebody's uncomfortable as the party host, you're uncomfortable. So that's what I'm saying. I think we have a group right now where everybody gets along, everybody talks, nobody's uncomfortable, and everything's fine.
Well, that's good. How about Angie? Is she still going to come to that group?
Angie?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. She's off doing her own thing now, and God bless her. I hope she's having a great time, you know? She's a very nice person. I think you knew her from your run-ins with her. I've always found her to be a nice person. I just think she's doing her own thing now, and hopefully her own thing is making her happy.
I got to know her up there at the clinic.
Yeah, she's a nice girl. Nice girl.
Up there, yeah.
But I think she's got her own... you know, we all got our own issues in life, and we've all got our own things, and I think she's... I really don't talk to her anymore, so I think she's off doing her own thing. And
well, I don't think she wanted a deep, committed relationship anyhow, because she has just got out of marriage, so...
You know, I don't know. I certainly did not have a deep, committed anything with her. We hung around a lot. I think a lot of that had to do with COVID, though, to be honest with you, and because she was Charlie's daughter, and I'd known her for 20 years, and right. She was going through that divorce at the time. So, you know, I think that's why we hung out a lot, and that's pretty much all it was. I really don't know what she's doing now. I don't really follow. I don't care. I mean, I hope she's doing okay. God bless her. I have talked to everybody in her family but her. Since the last time I talked to her. I've talked to her mother. I've talked to both of her sisters. And they're both fine. And, you know, I just, you know, I hope she's happy. Hope she's well. And God bless her. She's a nice...
She didn't have the gift of gab that Charlie had.
No, she didn't have the gift of gab. I used to have to tell Angie that you're doing okay, though. And I did think she was doing okay. But no, she didn't have that thing that Charlie had that you could just talk and talk and talk. And, you know, that's no... A lot of people don't have that. So that's no slight on Angie. But But she's a good person. I would never go out of my way to say anything bad about her. But, you know, I as long as she's happy, I'm happy. But like I say, I really have no contact with her anymore. For whatever reason, and we never had a fight or argument or anything. It's just, I think that's the way it is. So, you know, if she's happy, God bless her.
Where dogs are going this year?
Well, you know, that's one thing I do miss. I will have to say that. I miss Houston and Puppy, the dogs. I used to have more fun with those dogs, and I am not particularly a dog person. I'm not, I don't dislike dogs, but, I really liked her dogs. Her dogs were usually excited to see me, and I was excited to see them. But, you know, life goes on. You know, like Larry King says at the top of the hour, when the train gets to the last stop, you get off.
Right.
And I just think with Angie, it got to a point where, I don't know. I think she needed to do something different in her life, and I certainly don't fault her for that because, you know, we were just friends. So, you know, what can you say? Nice
Maybe
person.
One of these days when you come home, there'll be a dog in a little cage there for you.
I don't think that. She's pretty fond of her dogs, but I do miss the dogs. I haven't seen the dogs in quite a while. The dogs.
Great, big Great Dane, what you need.
Oh, well.
Dog about as big as you.
I don't know. See, I like the little dogs. I can't even remember what kind of dogs those were, but those were good dogs. You know, she told me in the beginning, it was funny, the first time I saw the dog, she said, well, they don't really like men. And I got along with these dogs tremendously well. But, no, Angie's a very, very nice person, and I don't want anybody to ever think that I would ever say anything negative about her. I just think she's got, like I said, her own thing going now, and she's all tied up in that, and I hope it works out for her.
Oh, yeah, hopefully everything's good on her end. Maybe I'll see her one of these days if I ever get out and about.
See, isn't that a nice positive thing for me to say? I think I'm full of happiness and mirth this morning.
that's good.
Did you hear the program yesterday when we heard the people from Boston, the Boston Pinhead show back up?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, I was shocked. We played the little tribute to Bob Barker yesterday morning. And when that was over, here we had one of the Boston Pinheads call in, and I hadn't heard from them in, boy, probably close to 2 years.
What'd they say?
You know, it was, they missed the program, I think they said at one point, and they wanted a recommendation for a job as producer, or how to go. One was interviewing for a producer job today. I don't know. I think it was mostly shtick on their behalf, which it mostly is, but they're clever guys. I'll say that, you know, they're clever guys.
Tell them thanks for getting Harald over there on for you.
You know, we didn't even get it.
Consider it done. He's going to do it.
You know, I don't know if we even talked about Geraldo yesterday, but yeah, Geraldo was on the show. I don't know that they had anything to do with Geraldo being on the show.
They had nothing to do with it, but that one guy said he was going to, you know, get it done, and that's about the time you never heard from him again.
Well, that's about it. You know, I think when they realized they could not get Geraldo on, the whole thing kind of went downhill. But Geraldo was on the show Christmas Eve, so I don't know what if they, who knows if they even know about that. They were still harping a little bit on the Bill Cosby thing yesterday.
Oh, they have to get over that.
You know anything about this blue moon tonight?
No. I was too interested in you talking about that.
Yeah, apparently a super blue moon tonight. I have no idea. I'll tell you a story that was in the Marion Star this morning that I found fascinating, and I think it's a statewide story, is that apparently 46 schools here in Ohio are going to arm the teachers and the staff. Now, the only one that I've heard about in Marion is River Valley, but I don't know. 46 is where we are, I guess. That's not a lot, I guess, when you consider all the schools in Ohio.
Well,
but
not all the staff's going to have weapons.
No, not all the staff. And I'm not even sure, and I'm sure we'll never know exactly what the plan is, but you think this is a good idea?
Oh, I do. But I don't think anybody should know that what staff has the weapons or anything like that. That shouldn't be not public knowledge.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting that 46...
And it should be concealed, you know, Kerry, because you know, if they're going to do something... And they know you have a gun, they're going to be looking to take you out first. You know, so if nobody has guns on, they don't know all the teachers have guns or just one person has a gun or what, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. I just hope nothing, you know, here's the problem that I saw with this. As soon as one person knows who has the gun in the school, everybody's going to know.
But getting underneath your desk and praying to God is not going to help you. You know, that's why I think guns, you know, for the right person that wants to do it and has the proper training, you know, it's best to be able to handle the situation as fast as possible.
Well, but do you think you...
By the time we get there, a lot of people could be dead.
Do you think a shootout with the gunman, do you think they... That's going to end well. I don't know, and I'm asking that as a serious question. I don't know. If a gunman is shooting out in the school, and you are the person in the school who's armed, and you're teaching a lesson, now all of a sudden you've got to get to your weapon, and you've got to go find this person if they're not right in front of your face, and you know, it's going to be, do they hit you first, or do you hit them?
Well,
I don't know.
Have the weapon on them.
Well, I don't know if they're going to have the weapon on them. I don't know how that works. I don't know...
Even if it was a bad situation where you got shot and a couple other students got shot and the gunman got shot and everyone's dead, that still is not as bad as 100 of them got slaughtered because there was nobody there.
Well, that's... Oh, and I do want to mention...
Some of them get slaughtered by the time the police comes because there's nobody there to deal with it. You know, doing the sign of the cross and praying to God is just not going to help.
Well, and I do, I want to get back to this, but I do want to mention here that little Brinley is back to school, our youngest listener, and we love Brinley out there. And Mary, who is probably taking her to school this morning, wanted to know when we're going to start doing more Family Feud. Brinley, we're going to get back to it eventually because we got Zumbeezy Bay passes. I bet she'd like to go to Zumbeezy Bay. I think it's open through Labor Day, and we also have Columbus Zoo passes we're going to be giving away. So say hello to Brinley out there this morning. What's that? Food?
You got any food prizes?
You know, eventually we will get back to the. We do have some food prizes. Say hello to Brinley out there this morning.
Hi, Brinley.
Yeah. Have a great day at school, Brinley. Glad you're out there with Grandma this morning. But I don't know. I don't know what'll happen with the armed. Maybe nothing will happen. Best case scenario is nothing will happen. They'll never have to be faced with that position, and or position. And nothing will ever happen. That's what I hope.
Well, that's the best thing, you know, if nothing will ever happen. But this day and age, you know, you don't even know if you're going to go to down to the store and get groceries, whether you're going to get shot or not.
Well, yeah. Well, do you really think, people say that. I don't really think about that, and I go a lot of places. I don't think I'm going to get shot. I hope not.
Oh, I don't think I'd get shot. Normally, you know, don't worry about getting shot when I'm out, but last few years I have been extra cautious because older people and people, you know, per se like me that don't get around, you know, people prey on them.
Well, they do, but I think, I don't know, I would hate to live in a world where I was thinking about that a lot. Hey, I always ask this every year. Do you think, we know what Memorial Day means. We know what July 4th means. Do you think anybody has any idea what Labor Day means?
Well, it's a day that you get off, that rewards you for the labor you put in, you know, all year long or whatever, isn't it?
Well, it was originally started to celebrate the labor unions, but I don't think anybody knows that. Because of all the riots that went down, the strikes that went down to get the 8-hour work day and the 40-hour work week.
You know, in the early days, yeah, that was bad. Teddy Roosevelt, he was the one that cleaned that up and got rid of the big robber barons.
Well, I mean, what was it? Was it the Haymarket event? Is that where people? I forget how many people got killed trying to get the 8-hour work day.
Yeah, Ford brought the 8-hour. I think Ford brought that out before, you know, people didn't, you know, fight for that so much. Ford brought it out because he couldn't get nobody to work.
Well, but I...
jobs are so tough there, and, you know, it would wear people out in just a few years.
Well, that's true.
You know, he'd come out with the $5 day back in when, you know, when most places is paying half that, and but, you know, Ford, you know, he had armed thugs, and they had problems at his plant, you know. He was one of those barons that, you know, liked to control things and worked as workers, you know, to the death, I tell you.
You know, yesterday we had the anti-abortion activist on. Did you get a chance to hear that interview?
Yeah, I heard some of that.
What'd you make of that?
Oh, I don't make much of him at all.
I thought that was interesting.
No exceptions, whatever.
Well, yeah, but what I thought was most interesting is that anybody who has an abortion, it would be treated as a homicide. That the woman...
I just don't see that. I mean, why force somebody to have a child and then hate that child because of who the father was or that person raped them, but yet you got to have the child, so you got to take care of him, so you mistreat the kid all his life and make his life total heck. I mean, I don't see it. You know, if you're going to have something against abortions, you need some exceptions. But I think it's clear that the majority of people do not want, you know, abortion to be illegal. And you go with the majority of people.
Well, I think they're going to go the legislative route because I think there is a fear that the people will vote for abortion. And we're headed into November, and it's not that far away at all.
Well, that's what church groups do. They want to force everybody to abide by their opinion.
I mean, they're allowed to try to sway politicians as much as anybody else is. I think on this particular issue, the problem is I think they're feeling they're coming up on the short end of the vote here. And what can they do? But, you know, they believe what they believe just as much as the pro-life people, our pro-choice people, believe what they believe. I just wish that's one thing we could all do is, you know, both sides feel very strongly about their stances.
Well, I have a fix for that.
What?
If you feel that strongly against abortion, don't ever, ever have abortion. But if you don't feel that strongly, and you are in a case where you abortion is better for you, you have the abortion. Nobody's going to force them to abort their kid. So nobody should force somebody not to have one either.
Well, that could be.
That's the fix to it.
Well, you know,
they can't even get church-going members that go to church, twice a week, and on Sunday. Those people still will go have abortions, a lot of them. You know, 29% of all Catholic women have taken birth control. But yet the Catholics want to be against birth control.
Well, I think it's just one of those things, though, and I don't think that's the church in general, because, I mean, and again, not to get too deep in the woods here, but I have known some people who've had abortions, but I've also known those people who they would consider themselves to be religious people. Now, I don't know if they continually went to church. I know some of them watch church on television. I know some of them actually go to church, but that's not the church's fault. And most of the time, a lot of that is kept very secret. I don't even think the church knows.
What they have to do is spend their time on educating their parishioners and worrying about every parishioner that goes to this church never has abortion. Worry about that before you go worrying about telling everybody else.
Well, like I said, I think most people keep it a secret. Very few people parade it around that they've done it. So I don't know. If we're saying that the church is being a little hypocritical here, I don't know if the church is being hypocritical. It's probably more the people who have done it and are not telling the church that they have done it.
They don't want to tell the church because they know they'll be frowned upon.
Well, isn't that, though, the price? I mean, I think everybody going in, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but I think going in, you probably know this is something church is not going to be okay with.
Oh, yeah.
So if you do it,
it can be the best decision for the couple or the woman, but then a lot of times later on they have a lot of regrets. It's not an easy decision. Either way you go, I mean, a lot of women, feel bad that they've done it later on in life. Some don't, they'll just keep having them, but that's very few.
Well, a lot of this dates back to mental illness. And, eventually, I talked for so long about mentioning somebody's name who had an abortion on the air that I knew of. And eventually, why I have not done that is because, in my mind, I think there might be some mental illness there. Now, I'm not saying they're crazy. I'm just saying that I think that to this day, that most of these people who I know who have done this still suffer from mental illness. And I don't think it has to do with the abortion itself. I think their lives, they don't make good choices. And
by having an abortion and going through that and can give people mental illness, when they feel so bad that they've done that afterwards.
Well, in the cases of the people that I know, I don't think that the abortion gave them mental illness. I'm sure it didn't help. But I think that they are just terminally confused people. And I think they have made a series of bad choices all throughout their life. And not that we all haven't. But I don't think they know good choices. It's hard to make a good choice if you don't know what a good choice is.
That's like the people who've been married 5 times.
Well, yeah, and
they'll make good choices.
Well, right, and again, I was shocked to hear Mary Ellen Withrow say that if she had known that man in her office was married 5 times, she never would have hired him. So I thought that was interesting. So Mary Ellen, who's from a completely different generation than me or Matt or Carrington, pretty much everybody seems to believe that being married at many times is probably a character flaw and a sign of not making good choices. But you can't tell those people that.
No.
They always think that the next person is the one. They always think...
Do you want them working at your company when you know that they've made these bad decisions, you know, consistently all their life? They've been married 5 times. You want to look at it. He's going to be making decisions for this company. I just don't think he's up to it.
Well, the bottom line, and I hate to say this, is number one, I think they're terminally lonely. I think that's one of the problems. They don't want to
be alone.
Yeah, they don't want a burden. And a lot of that is not just being alone in the house. A lot of that is they don't want to burden the finances alone. They don't want to grow old alone. And they've got to fix that. So that's part of it. And then the other part, I think, maybe a bigger part, is I think that they think they cannot see through people. They cannot see that most people in the beginning, who they are not showing you their flaws. If somebody's perfect, if you say, man, this person is perfect, this is the greatest person I've ever met, then you don't know them because
right.
Nobody's perfect. But you got to learn the flaws.
I got a brother who's been married a couple of times, and each time he ain't known him very long.
Abby must not be this morning, or I'm sure I would have heard something from her by now. What a morning for her to miss when we actually talked about her.
Well, Abby, let us know what you're doing today.
Yeah, we'll help. Well, hey, stay out there, and if you hear anything, call back in, because we've got no guests this morning, so we're going to have open phone lines all morning, and I always enjoy the conversation.
Well, hopefully some other people call in. We get a good discussion going on.
I hope we do. Thanks. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 55 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, and I did not mean to forget Carrington Nelson. You know, I think she's great. Last Friday, if you heard the Friday night show, 8:15 to 10 p.m., what a great show that was, because I think she came out of her shell, and we had a tremendous time. And Matt is good as always, and Sean's as good as always, and it's just a great group. Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker, you know, I really like the Linda, I really like the Adam, I really like the people around here. We got a great group. It's a family atmosphere, and I do think of it that way. All right, any opinions on anything I said? Little Brindley, hopefully she's off to school now, and we'll have a good day. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say about 46 schools are arming teachers and staff here in Ohio? I think that's interesting with the school year starting. Now, the only school I know that has publicly done that around here is River Valley, and we just hope that all turns out okay. Wish for the best. 740-751-4038. 3 minutes left to go in this particular segment. Maybe we'll do some Family Feud next hour. We haven't done that for a while, and I know people like playing. So maybe we'll get back to that. No word from the Boston Pinheads this morning. Maybe yesterday was a one-day treat to hear from the Boston Pinheads, but we enjoy hearing from them and thank them for listening in Beantown. All right. Okay, well, you know, I got two new top 10 lists yesterday from Bob Welsh. So I thank Bob for that. We'll have two new top 10 lists on Friday. But other than that, we'll see what happens on Labor Day. Like I say, Memorial Day was fun. We'll see how the Labor Day cookout goes. I wonder if people really do get what Labor Day is about. I ask it every year.
And every year, I'm never really sure if people get it or not. I don't know why that holiday has been lost. It's just basically turned into a three-day weekend for people at the end of summer. You know, for us in Marion, we use it as kind of a touchstone. We say Labor Day is the Popcorn Festival is the first weekend after Labor Day. So it makes for an eventful week. Most people off work on Monday, and then they got the big Popcorn Festival Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? How's the bus?
Oh, business as usual. So, not to keep like going on and on about old stuff, but I was just revisiting mentally some of the things we talked about in the past. The tours. The bus tours.
Oh, yeah.
Did we pull the plug on that dream?
No. I would love to do it, especially at Halloween and at Christmas time. But for some reason, we cannot seem to get our hands on a bus. There's just all these insurance issues and can't drive the bus after us. If we got, again, if anybody has a church bus or is in good with a church, and they will let us use it for two nights, once in October and once in December, we will do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have a good show, Scott.
Yeah, keep letting us know.
Okay, bye.
All right, again, yes, if a church bus shows up and we can use it, you know what? Maybe I don't know who has a church bus, to be honest. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I know a few preachers around, but I don't know if their churches have buses or not. But if we get one, I would love to do the graveyard tour at Halloween time, and I would love to do the singing, caroling, light tour at Christmas. Well, maybe we'll talk more after this break. Don't go anywhere. Back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very...